Thousands of scientists across the globe have backed research that declares a climate emergency. They say that without deep and lasting changes, the world is facing untold human suffering and governments are failing to address the crisis. Matt McGrath is our environment correspondent, and he told us about the study's scope and findings.
I think what's really different about this report is that instead of just looking at one thing like global surface temperatures or something like that, they've decided to broaden the range of their data. And they've looked at a range of things like how many passengers are going on planes, how much meat we're eating, how many trees we're losing. When you add all those up together over the last 40 years, they say clearly and unequivocally, we're now in an emergency situation, a climate emergency, they're calling it. And that's the reason why they've gone with this particular definition. They say when you look across the piece, you can't come to any other conclusion.
And when we say climate emergency, what exactly does that mean?
That's a very good question. What they mean by that really is that the range of things that we're expecting to happen may be much worse than we're expecting to happen. So we may get to a certain situation where we reach tipping points where things happen very rapidly. If we lose all the ice in the Arctic, for instance, what does that mean over the next 10 or 20 years? How will that impact the world? And so they say these are unknowns. They say that it could end up with parts of the Earth that could become uninhabitable. And that's how serious it is. That's how deeply they believe that this is the direction we're heading. And that's what they mean by an emergency.
And we've been talking about a climate emergency for quite some time. Have there been no improvements?
There have been lots of improvements. There's lots of things happening. Even though we look at what's happening in the news today with President Trump pulling out of the Paris Agreement, the backdrop is the world waking up to this problem and doing something about it. The question is it doing Is it going fast enough? Because we've had massive amounts of renewable energy, say, gone up by 300% in 10 years. That's great. That's fantastic. If you look at 2018, the amount of fossil fuels and gas being used compared to renewables is 28 times greater. So we're still doing the wrong things in climate terms. We're getting there. We're making progress. The Paris Agreement is part of that. But it's the scientists would say, when you add all that up, it doesn't go quickly enough, fast enough in the right direction.
Do the authors of this report have any recommendations of what they want us to do?
They certainly do. They have lots of recommendations. They're broadly categorised in a number of different areas, but they range from relatively simple things, such as planting more trees, planting more mangroves, things that will absorb carbon quickly. Cutting short-term pollutants in the atmosphere, like methane gas and soot. These are things that can make a big difference over the next couple of decades. Changing our diets, for instance, is a big thing. Eating less meat and eating more plant-based materials. And also the biggies, such as changing the way we do energy and stopping subsidies to companies on the basis of fossil fuels. So these are all things we've heard before. They're reiterated by the scientists, and they think that they need to be put out there more clearly so people, governments, and everybody gets the picture.
Our environment correspondent, Matt McGrath.